should grandparents have the automatic right to see their grandchildren? Now, at the moment, the law says no, and it can lead to heartbreak for many of those who are denied contact following a divorce, perhaps, or a family fallout. Ken Ebbins from Southsea hasn't seen his granddaughter for more than 7 years, and he says the law needs to be changed. And Ken joins us in our Gunwolf Quay studio this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning to you.
Lovely to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a bit more about your story.
It is about 7 years. You reminded me. I thought it was a bit shorter than that, but you're right. It is about 7 years. There are three grandchildren in the family. One of them we see all the time. So we do have experience of both sides of this particular problem. And she's the light of our life. But there are two others that we don't see. We haven't seen one from 6 months. And the other grandchild was born about 18 months ago, and I don't even know her name.
Really?
Missed all sorts of things, you know, the birth, the christening, the birthday, the first Christmas and all that. And it was due to family fallout between the middle relationship between the grandparent and the grandchild. Use the word divorce, of course, problems with the parents of a child doesn't always have to be divorce. It could be someone dies, it could be health issues, it could be all sorts of things. But the word divorce can be used as a euphemism for the breakup of the relationship between the grandparent and the grandchild. And you could almost say it's like somebody knocking on your door one day and saying, you're happily married, but from today you're not, off you go. And in a way, it's just like that.
I'm also told by grandparents, when I've discussed this before, it is like bereavement.
Oh, yes, but it does depend on how you deal with it. I could give you examples of the extremes, but that would be unfair because they are extremes, i.e. people have taken their own lives because they can't handle it. But the vast majority live in isolation and they live in despair, the fact that they can't see what to them is the most precious thing. I will say, because I have the luxury of having one grandchild whose mother gives us as much access as we would like, which is fantastic of her, you know, we understand, you know, we know what it is to be a grandparent. And I think one of the problems about this is that people view what we're trying to achieve as taking over from parents. It's nothing of the sort. It's to be, if you like, the third alternative. When there is a loss of contact with grandchildren, it is like a divorce because the relationship between the grandparent and the grandchild is usually completely fine. That's what our experience shows us. Very seldom is there a problem between those two parties. And all we're trying to say is if there's a problem between the parents and the parents are not able to look after the child, then please remember the grandparents are there. And that's where the lack of being in mentioned in the law becomes a problem.
And just explain what the law says at the moment, because the law does not presently convey an automatic right, does it, to grandparents to have contact? Yeah,
it doesn't, because part of being here today, and we're very grateful for the opportunity, is that there's a lobby day in Parliament today, which I'm going to after this programme. It's petitioning for legislative support for ongoing relationships between grandchildren and grandparents. So I don't know, I can't give you verbatim what the law doesn't say, but that's what the petition says, and it sums it up. It's simply to say, don't forget the grandparents are there. And it's asking that when it comes to decision-making for the children, when there is a split between the natural parents, that grandparents should be part of the thought process and part of the equation, and hopefully part of the solution. The word automatic I'm slightly concerned about, because it's not a case of grandparents must have always have access to it, because it has to be with the permission of the parents, if you like, and it has to be for the betterment of the child. But it's to have the ability to be able to be part of that and to be recognised to be able to be part of that. That's what's missing. Can I also say it's not just to do with contact and lack of contact, it's also to do with, if you like, the benefit system. In terms of the last figure I saw was 250,000 grandparents are full-time carers for the grandchildren. But through the system, whereas if you were caring for, I was helping to care for my father-in-law who had dementia, there are support, carer support through the system. Mm. Grandparents not being recognised, not there. A friend of mine said without her mother, she couldn't have gone back to work, but she has to pay her herself because the system can't help her with that.
So that's another issue, which is that grandparents actually are out of pocket because they're keeping everything together, looking after the grandchildren.
Yeah, it's not an argument that's easy to make because it makes us say you're after money. It's not.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's tricky.
That's not the object of mentioning it. It's just to say there are all sorts of ramifications that other people in society who help with the bringing up of children can gain additional help and support, which allows them usually more time and more access to help and support.
Yeah.
Whereas for grandparents, they're out in the cold because they don't get any help from any direction.
Speakers
it's,
include...
It's part of the package.
I'm with you. Speakers include, I notice, Esther Ranson, good friend of the station, and the show's going to be there, divorced lawyer Vanessa Lloyd-Platt,
yep.
and the Hendon MP, Dr. Matthew Offord, is the MP sponsoring this event. So you've got a lot of good support there.
It is.
What are you hoping for?
Just people to recognise that it's something worth taking further forward. On the Vanessa issued a press release, and she reminded people that both the Labour government and the Conservative government in the last 6 or 7 years, so it's not a party political thing, this is across the board, they both decided that things should stay as they are because they felt that it would be open season for stress on the legal system, which I think is a very sad way of looking at it. This is about children. I know, because of my situation with the grandchildren, and I would say that if people are asking, well, haven't you tried to make reparations with the people concerned several times and they're not interested? And basically that they turned around and said, we'll never use a child as a weapon. Well, there you go. The children are used as a weapon. And I think what we're hoping to get out of today is simply the members of Parliament to recognise it is something that could be taken further forward. We want to get a petition up to try and raise as much interest as we possibly can, which I believe we should be going ahead in March or April. So maybe have the opportunity to come and talk about that another
please
day.
Do. That'd be good.
And then get our day in Parliament. And can I say, a Flick Drummond MP should be there today as well. Penny Morden is very supportive, but obviously she has ministerial demands in her time, so she cannot be there today.
And Ken, can I ask you finally, because we're going to run this as our phone-in now between now and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think... Let's say that they did change the law or the approach. Would it make a difference in your case?
Probably not. I think, as far as I'm concerned, this is nothing to do with me now because I think the past is the past.
It's the broader thing.
And history won't change. This is looking forward. And what we're hoping is that we can help in the future reduce going through the heartache that my wife has gone through.
Well, Ken, I'm really grateful to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're very
welcome.
I'm going
to be interested to hear what other people have to say, and we'll follow your day with great interest, and I suspect we'll talk again on a future show. All the very best.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Ken.